In Memphis, a sixth police officer linked to the arrest and beating of Tyre Nichols has been relieved of duty. Five other officers involved in the January 7th traffic stop that led to Nichols' death were fired, and they are now charged with kidnapping and second-degree murder. They were part of a special police unit called the Scorpion Unit, which has now been shut down. Let's bring in Mark Paraskia. He directs the Institute for Public Service Reporting at the University of Memphis. Mark, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
The Memphis Police Department says this sixth officer has been relieved of duty. What else are we learning today?
Well, that's true. The sixth officer is Preston Hemphill. He was a member of, or certainly affiliated with the Scorpion Unit. We know very little about him personally. He seems to be a young officer. We have not gotten any files yet, personnel files. There's a number of journalists requesting those. Haven't got that on. But he also appears to be the officer who shows up in the video, what they've labeled as video one in the encounter with Tyre Nichols, and is the officer, white officer, who deploys his taser in the first confrontation with Mr. Nichols, and they are involved in a foot chase. Now, how involved he is beyond that, I'm not sure what his exact role in all this. It's not clear, but based upon my own investigation, record search, he certainly was involved in a number of Scorpion activities going back several months into last year.
This special Scorpion unit was launched in 2021 to focus on crime hotspots. In your reporting, you have found this unit regularly engaged in questionable tactics. What tactics?
Well, they were. It was a data-driven unit, and they were sent out to crime hotspots with the mission to be to reduce violent crime. But what I found in my reporting and numbers of arrest affidavits I've gone through is that they also seem to be engaging in a lot of zero-tolerance activities where they are out on patrol and they will spot people loitering in parking lots or driving with tinted windows or expired tags, and then they will try engage with them. And quite often, it leads to these very volatile situations, high-speed chases, wrestling, you know, people to the ground and pepper spraying them, you know, for relatively minor offenses, drug possession often. Sometimes they, in the reports I've seen, they will take a dangerous person off the street. But I think you really have to question this approach, whether how effective it really is.
And Mark, we've got 20 seconds left. There's still a lot of questions about how this incident began. What do we know and not know?
Well, that's the $64,000 question right now. The first video, video one, starts with Mr. Nichols' car stopped at a stoplight and officers converging on it and pulling him physically from the car. And so supposedly he was driving recklessly, but we don't know. There's a kind of a rogue report floating out today that I don't think it's been officially confirmed, but in the back channels that these officers had charged, were prepared to charge Mr. Nichols with aggravated assault, but then he died on them. So we don't know the answer to that. What actually sparked this?
That's Mark Paraskia. He directs the Institute for Public Service Reporting at the University of Memphis. Mark, thank you.
Thank you so much.